Ooh, come here. Yeah, come here. There's 1 week to convince the Democrat governor of Colorado, Jared Polis, to not kneecap workers by doing Trump's dirty work for him. This is Jared Polis, who has a net worth of $400 million and has been eyeing the presidency for 2028. And 400 millionaire Jared Polis has promised to veto one of the most pro-worker bills in decades. SB 5 would overturn a uniquely draconian and absurd union-busting law from 1943. Right now in Colorado, workers have to win not one, but two elections, including a second with more than 75% of the vote, to have full union rights. SB 5 eliminates that second vote so that it's a simple majority to unionize your workplace, i.e. simple democracy. This bill could be on Jared Polis's desk to sign tomorrow if he wanted it to be. And this isn't even the first time he was the sole obstacle to workers' rights in Colorado. This time last year, he vetoed a bill that would combat wage theft and another that would ban union-busting captive audience meetings. Meanwhile, other blue states are giving workers more power. Whitmer signed a law overturning a similar right-to-work law in Michigan. Evers just tried to do the same in Wisconsin, and Illinois voters just enshrined the right to collective bargaining in their state constitution. And the pressure is mounting. The AFL-CIO introduced a just cause ballot measure that they promised to retract if Governor Polis signs this bill into law, and a libertarian think tank is pushing an anti-union right-to-work ballot measure unless the governor vetoes it. Governor Polis has until the end of April to sign or veto SB 5, and advocates on the ground have told us that he's shown to respond to public pressure, which could make the difference between him siding with workers instead of Trump and corporations.